Welcome everyone, new month and a new series of episodes on the Deep Psychology Podcast. This is the first episode in my 31 episodes in 31 days for August. This series is called August Wisdom. Yes, that is a play on words, August Wisdom. And what we're basically doing in August is every day I'm just going to be giving a short talk on a piece of wisdom that I've picked up over the years and that helps me understand life and helps me understand myself and other people. And I think it's just, these are just really useful sort of back pocket pieces of wisdom that you can take with you and that you can apply to your life, and you'll hopefully see that things make a lot more sense and that your life improves when you take these ideas seriously and you start to implement them in your work, in your relationships, in your spiritual practice, and so on. This is a Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide Deep Psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So these episodes will be coming out every single day in August at 2 p.m. Eastern Time if you're in the US, 7 p.m. if you're in the UK, and 8 p.m. Central European Time. So make sure to subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so that you get the notification for the new episode at that time every day. And make sure to come back to the podcast at that time every day to pick up on that piece of August wisdom. So today's topic, number one, episode number one of August Wisdom, is about how we are always growing. That's the theme, is you are always growing. Now, what's the message here? Usually we tend to think of ourselves as being fixed. Not all of us, but I think a lot of us do. And I think as the years go on, the more we tend to think of ourselves as fixed. Now, of course, there are parts of us that are fixed, but I think we tend to overestimate how fixed these things are. And really, it's a result of habit. It's a result of just living out our same old self, our same old personality, our same old psychology, our same old habits, our same old routines, and never taking a stand for something greater. Now, why am I telling you this? Because we all have an urge to grow. We all have urges to change ourselves in certain ways. Every single person I know has these urges and these desires. The problem is that if you view yourself as a fixed person, it doesn't really matter how much you desire these things, because fundamentally you think that you are fixed. It's like a fixed mindset regarding yourself, essentially. And so your foundation is rotten. And any change, you're just going to see it as sort of, you know, changing the accoutrements on the outside, not deep inner change. What I want to kind of tell you is that we actually develop throughout life. Now, this isn't just a chronological development, although it correlates with that. But there are basically levels of consciousness, levels of awareness, levels of functioning in all areas of life. And this doesn't just apply to children. You know, we don't just stop developing when we're 21 and we get a job and we move out and then that's it, we're done. No, we have the ability to develop through these levels all the time throughout our life. What these levels entail is entirely new ways of seeing the world, new ways of relating to others, new ways of relating to spirit, of relating to the ultimate, the divine, of our ambition, our desire. What do we want out of life? How do we see life? How do we see others? What do we put our time towards? All of this is subject to change all the time. The thing is that most of us do not like sort of consciously sit down and think about these things and make them a constant question. They're sort of in the background, but we don't pay attention to them. What I'd also like you to notice is that your life, if you look back to when you were a child and then a teenager and then a young adult and then an adult and then keep going until your current age, what you'll realize is that life is essentially just change. That's really what life is from one perspective. You know, your age is always changing. The things you're involved in are changing all the time. Even if you're involved in the same things, your relationship to them changes. Your friends change. Your family change. You have children. They have children. People pass away. You move to a new country. You move house. You change job. Your views of the world change, your diet changes, your exercise changes, your body changes, your political views change, your ambition changes, you know, how much money you have changes, what you do with that money will change. When you look at it from that point of view, you realize that life is just change, right? Without change, you couldn't really have life, right? So how do you take this insight into your daily life? It's to say, well, in what areas do I want to change? And how am I limiting myself by believing that I am fixed when actually the research says that that is not really the case? It's kind of an illusion. We have a very short-term outlook. The human mind has a pretty short-term outlook. And it's only when we look back that we can actually see things clearly and we can see how we've changed and how sort of a more realistic perspective on things. I want you to try and develop that realistic perspective now. And in fact, what I want to kind of say is that any action you take is programming you for the future. It's actually producing neurological change. Any action you take, and that includes mental action, like, you know, the techniques of visualization or just how you talk to yourself throughout the day, or how you think about the world, that all of this is actually reinforcing neural circuitry or creating new neural circuitry. This is true right down to the neurological level. And so you have to look at your current state, what you're doing right now, and extrapolate and realize that what is coming later in the future is just an extrapolation of your current actions. The more you repeat your current actions, whether those are healthy or unhealthy, or they are aligned with what you want in life or not, your what comes months and years down the line is the result of that, right? It's not programmed in there. Obviously, there are patterns and there are habits we have, right? But those are also highly changeable. The fields of epigenetics and of neuroplasticity and so on are showing that even our biology at the fundamental level is very changeable. But it's not just that we are programmed right now in the present and then there's like a deterministic line to the future. It's more that in every moment we are creating our future with our actions, with our thoughts, with everything we do, how we interact with the world, how we interact with others, how we spend our time. You know, all of that is basically just creating the next moment and your future, and this is happening at a neurological level. So we have to be very conscious about, one, how we view ourselves, and two, how we are behaving and how we're acting and what action we are taking, because that is what creates our future. It's not a deterministic process as we often believe, and this is very much aligned with the levels of development, because the more we invite novelty into our behavior, into our lives, into our friendships, into our relationships, into our work, into everything, the more that we are calling forth the higher levels of development, because we are asking for novelty, we're asking for more effective solutions to what's going on in our lives, right? So that's the main message for today, that You are changing. You are always changing. Life is essentially a process of change. And so whenever it comes to things you want to change in your life or improvements you want to make, that's the fundamental perspective we want to take, is that change is actually built into the system. It's up to us to consciously take charge and make decisions and take action. And then we're tapping into that change more optimally. And we are wielding that inbuilt tendency of ourselves for the positive and not to remain stuck. Because basically, the opposite of change is just not change. It's remaining the same. And that happens by doing the same things, thinking the same thoughts, being the same person, and not inviting novelty into your life. All right, so that's August Wisdom number one. Make sure to subscribe for the next episodes coming out tomorrow at this time. Thanks a lot for joining me. I'm Ross. I'm signing off. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.